Welcome to my commentary on Paul's letter to the disciples in the province of Galatia, otherwise known as the Book of Galatians. We pick up our commentary on the Book of Galatians at chapter 2, verse 15. I will comment on verses 15 and 16. Verse 15 says, "We who are Jews by birth," that's national Israelis, sons and daughters of Abraham. So he says, "We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners." Now the term Gentile sinners isn't really a derogatory remark that Paul has coined. The term Gentile sinners had been around for centuries. Actually, the term Gentile sinners was God's phraseology of all the Old Testament nations and civilizations that weren't Israeli. God viewed them as pagan Gentile sinners, and he wanted Israel to view them as pagan Gentile sinners as well. God went as far to say to Israel, do not associate with the pagan sinners. Do not give yourselves to the pagan civilizations that surround you. God told them that as they were entering the promised land of Canaan. But Israel did not really take heed to the Lord's command. Over and over again, they gave themselves, they embraced the pagan societies that surrounded them. Men married pagan women. Men went into business with pagan men. Israelis embraced and adopted pagan gods. For that reason, they were exiled. The northern kingdom of Israel was exiled into Assyria, the southern kingdom of Judah into Babylon, two pagan nations. Verse 16 says, "Know that a man is not justified by observing the law." A man is not justified by observing the law. What does the word justify mean? It means the process by which God removes the designation of us as being one of those miserable sinners. He removes that designation that we are a sinner. So we stand before God as being just. As the old saying goes, just as if I had never sinned in the first place. But justification is more than just a matter of sinning or committing sinful acts. It's removing that designation that we, in the core of who we are, is a sinner. The cross of Christ has removed that designation from us, even though we are still sinners. And Paul says, a man is not justified by observing the law. And in this case, it's the law of Moses. He says, we know that. Well, the Galatians did know that, but they were now thinking twice about that. So, okay, verse 16 again. Know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith means relying upon. A man is not justified by anything he can do, including obeying the law of Moses. He is justified simply on relying on Jesus and what he did on the cross, and absolutely nothing else. Verse 16 goes on to say, "So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ." When he says we too, in my thinking, the words we too is in reference to those Gentile sinners. What Paul is saying here is this. The Gentile sinners have found justification God now views them. He's taken away their designation of being that Gentile sinners and views them as being just. And he has done that because they have relied on Jesus. But we too, meaning we too as Jews, find salvation in the same way that the Gentiles have. Peter said this in Acts 15 at the meetings that was supposed to have decided this issue. Peter told the council of Acts 15 that, listen, guys, we've had our own trouble in attempting to obey the law of Moses. Why should we put that burden on the Gentiles? As a matter of fact, we as Jews are saved the same way that those Gentiles are, and that's faith in Christ Jesus. That's relying on Jesus alone. Peter said that in Acts 15. That's what Paul is saying here. The Jews are justified in the same way the Gentiles are, and that's by relying on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done. That's a major issue because some of the Jews could possibly accept that's okay for the Gentiles, but it's still not okay for us Jews. Fine and dandy. Gentiles, you come to salvation through Jesus alone. Us Jews come to salvation through Jesus alone, plus the law of Moses. Paul is saying, cancel the law of Moses stuff. It's Jesus alone. That's the point he's making. So let me read the last half of verse 16 again to get the context. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus. That is, we too as Jews have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law. Because by observing the law, no one will be justified. Plain and simple. Paul is saying to his Jewish brothers and to the Gentile brothers that the law of Moses justifies no one. And remember, the Galatian community of believers were made up of both Jews and Gentiles, but probably the majority of them were Gentiles. They were thinking of adding the law of Moses to their faith, and Paul was trying to persuade them not to do that because it just doesn't work that way. You know, we have a similar situation amongst the believers today. There is a segment of Christians who believe that we as Christians, we as the church, need to revert back to what they call our Jewish roots. And some of those people who believe this say that we do need to submit ourselves to the law of Moses. We need to start living like Jews because Christianity has Jewish roots. And there are many of these messianic believers who celebrate the feasts, who attempt to obey the law of Moses. Now, that's fine for them if they would like to do that. But it's not fine if they compel somebody else to do that. It's not fine if they are doing that themselves because they feel God wants them to do it. It's only fine if they are doing it because they would like to do it, and it's in a memory of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Because the law of Moses has been laid aside, the law of Moses has no more authority over a Christian, a Jewish Christian. Therefore, a Messianic Jew cannot compel somebody else to do as they are doing and follow the law of Moses. And they cannot follow the law of Moses and think they are doing so because God wants them to do that. That's not New Testament thinking. This issue is in the process of becoming a divisive issue once again in the church. We have never learned the lesson of the book of Galatians. Again, if you want to learn more about this section, visit my website, stevesweetman.com, and look up my written commentary on the book of Galatians.